I don't see anybody else. So meeting brought to order at 11:05 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. 10 o'clock here.
Oh, you're on a different time zone, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
I am, and I'm right over the just over the time zone border. So I'm so screwed up because half the clocks and stuff, electronic stuff, say one time and the other half say another time. I can't figure out what time, and it's only an hour, but I can't figure out what time it is. Like
Oh,
ever.
well.
Okay,
Okay.
so I'm sorry if you do you have the agenda in front of you because I don't have it.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. And then we got
And
some
so
additions.
there's an
yeah.
addition.
Couple.
Okay, and what's the additions? Anybody?
Summer hours.
Oh, yep.
And we got a question from Nemric. Do you want your current CAMA data online or a specific backup date? And the third, I was going to add, oh, just update on the reassessment
Okay.
proposal.
So the first thing will be the job, right?
Yeah.
Or do we do addition of agendas first?
We do the new business first. So the agenda items first, sorry.
Yeah. So
Yeah, so yeah.
I posted I haven't heard anything from from that guy, and Susan made mention that I might have overwhelmed him when he came in, and you can attest to this, John, when you called me and I attacked you about being a lister when you were new. But he was the same as John. He said he wanted to do something with the town. So he wanted to get involved with the town. So I am going to contact him this week or in the following few weeks and make sure he's still interested. In the meantime, we have put an ad in the paper, the Chronicle, until the end of February. It's posted on the website. I haven't posted it on Front Porch Forum, so I'll tackle that today. Susan, do you have a Front Porch Forum account?
I do. I
Do
don't know.
you
I've
want to?
never posted on it, but
Oh, okay.
I could
Okay,
do it, try to
I'll do
learn
that, and
it.
I'll let you know. I'll send it to you when I do, and I'll post it on Front. And as far as I know, we've gotten no responses.
You
I sent.
remember, excuse me, what that gentleman's name was, just for the notes?
No, I know where he lives though, so I can look him up.
No, we know where he lives. We
And
do.
I will once we, well, I guess I can do it right now. I don't have to while we're talk while we're chatting.
What?
Look up his name.
Oh, well,
Because I
no,
have
we
the.
don't have to do that.
No, that's we can skip that part.
Yeah, let's just move on. Okay, so you're gonna do Front Porch Forum ad today. I'm just trying to so okay. You have it in the Chronicle and where else? Oh, online. Okay.
Yep.
I'm just making this for the notes as long as there's
And
nobody on.
no responses
I
yet.
got that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And I got the Chronicle Front Porch Forum today and online. So, yeah.
Okay. And
So right now, just for town meeting, then unless, well, either way, I'm going to be up for re-election, right? So
right.
I will be up for re-election, and then we'll handle it from there. So there's Yeah, okay.
Right. So if nobody steps forward, then you'll be a lister again until we can. And if we happen to find what we can keep looking for a lister. And if we
Right.
happen to find one, then we can have them appointed.
Right. I can
Right.
resign and
You can
then you can have
resign
them
and.
appointed for the remainder of my, it'll be a 3-year term at that point.
Right.
So, just a question. Suppose this guy thinks that he's supposed to present himself for this job at town meeting.
He does.
And he what? He does think
Yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, but you haven't heard whether he's going to do it or not. So suppose he shows up and he's got it all together, then do we vote on at that point, replacing John with
Yeah, I
him?
would not seek nomination,
Okay.
and then he could step up. Someone would nominate him.
Okay. Right. All right. So that would be all right.
And so if and when I do get a hold of him, I'll ask him to stop and introduce himself to you guys so that you know him.
Yeah, well, I was here, but I just don't
Right.
remember his name.
Right. So, but I'll ask him again to,
He
stop
was
by.
National Guard or something, right?
Yeah, he was the local National Guard recruiter.
Recruiter. That's right. That's right.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. Anyway, so I'm surprised we haven't got, I mean, people are looking for jobs, right? I'm surprised we haven't got any responses. I mean, it's
Not this kind of job.
Yeah, I think,
in what
yeah.
bogus jobs, or else really, really good jobs.
Yeah, and it may just be the time of year.
Yep. So Nemric, I vote. I don't know what you vote on, but I would vote to have current information online. What do you guys think?
So, what is it that we're, is this is the online lister cards,
Yep.
right? Yeah, I think current would be better. Is there a different cost?
Right. Well, this was the whole question. Actually, the complete whole question. Should we put the Lister cards? We can do it two ways. We can put the Lister cards on in the same format that we had them on the computer in the office. And it won't cost us as much. And if we're going to do the Lister cards from Nemric, it's going to cost us a monthly fee. So I'm thinking we should just put the Lister cards online on the website, and just like the Elaine puts the tax bills on. So yeah, it's kind of inconvenient because people got to figure out how to find their property, but it's free. Free to
Right.
us and free to the people.
So all they would do is like need like what we have is the parcel number and put it in, and they would get a cost card, but they wouldn't get anything else.
Right.
Well,
And
how much is the month, how much is the monthly fee for the current CAMA data from NEMRIC?
that's what I was trying to find out before we made a decision. And that
Because
was my question. I needed a price, but I think it was around a, I don't know. I can't remember. I can't remember off the top of my head. So that's the question. We need to find out how much it's going to cost.
right. So, but they charge, so it said here, LR portal payments are sent out, meaning to Westmore, via check once per year for a dollar per page purchased. So that would
Right. So
offset the cost some for
exactly.
whatever level we thought people would be downloading.
Right. And it would be so it would create income for the town, and it would hopefully it would pay for itself, or at least almost pay for itself.
Right.
But like, well, I'm thinking, okay, per week, we have probably five. I would average it out as saying five requests per week for property cards. Do you think that's too
And
much? No, I don't. I think that's probably. So, if that's true, then that's, $250.
it, well, it's per page. Most of them are two pages, right?
Right.
So that'd be 500.
Right. Yeah, around $500.
Right.
So, what do you think?
Like, again, I guess what's the cost? Is how much are they charging us? NEMRIC charging us?
Oh, on Unfortunately, I asked a long time ago, and that's what I was inquiring about.
Gotcha.
And I got this question back, the same question you got. Do you want current or do you want the old gram
All right.
list? So I
So
didn't get a
we'll.
cost, I just got the question.
All right. So we can go back and ask them that exact question. Just say what we. Yep. Okay.
So two things for me to do. I'll find out, or you guys can just ask. You guys can just ask Elaine to ask.
Well, we'll take it over rather than have someone in the
All right.
middle.
Okay. That makes sense. We can just ask Nemrick.
It's Adams. It's Adam Sanders at Nemrick, so we can ask him. Okay.
Okay. So what's the difference? Just because I don't know, the current or you're deciding whether you want the current card on there or the grand list. What do you mean?
The current card or from the grand list. So that would be the 2025 grand list.
That's April 1st. Yeah.
But I think
Okay.
the people would really need the people that are calling and asking for cards really are asking for the current card. With any
Especially in.
updates and any
Yeah, I agree.
So we can make a motion to whatever way we decide to put the cards online, we would put the current cards online.
Yeah, I think that too. I agree with you. I think
So you're
people.
seconding it? You're
I
seconding
think
that motion?
I am seconding that motion.
Okay, all in
What was
favor?
the motion?
That we would look into the putting up the current cards.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the only caveat is just seeing what if there's a difference in the cost or if it's just all the same, either
Right.
or.
Okay, so Mary made the motion and John seconded it.
Yeah.
Yep. And all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All right. And then what else? It was,
Summer hours.
yes, summer hours. So, hey.
The thought was why this came up is the office is officially closed on Wednesdays, but the listers open. So we get people coming in
Yeah.
when we're supposed to be closed, and it's nice being closed.
And people don't get it.
And yeah, and people don't get it. And it's just nice being closed because you get more done.
Right. Oh, okay. So we could. So who wants to volunteer? I mean, who wants to work? What do you want to work for summer hours? I know you always work. John, you're still consistently going to be here Wednesday and Thursday.
Well, summer I got more flexibility because I don't have a Tuesday commitment with Jay Peak.
Right.
So that ends, that winds down in April to November. So summer hours,
Yeah.
I probably keep Thursday as treasurer because that's what people understand now.
Right.
And I would probably, and then we can talk about the
That
other days.
right, and then well, Wednesday is a, like you said, and so but we'll be closed Wednesday. I don't I almost always come in Monday, but I don't like to consistently come in. I don't like to be committed to Monday. I can be committed to Tuesday, and Wednesday I can totally go with closed, but I probably work because you're right. That's a day we get a lot done when nobody comes in.
Right.
And so I come in Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday as a rule, but I'm not consistent on Monday and Thursday. I like to keep those open.
So then that really puts us back to, well, that
So
puts us back to Tuesday.
we can definitely open Tuesday.
Yeah.
And then what do you think? Susan, what would you prefer to work?
Well, you're really talking about two 2 official days for the listers to be open,
Yep.
like Tuesday, Thursday, since or
Yep.
if you want Wednesday shut. I
Yep.
mean, I don't have a care about Monday one way or the other, but I want to be here when you're here because that just makes sense, you know.
Right.
I mean, I can be here without you being here, but
Oh,
you
what day
know,
do you prefer?
as far as what, I don't have a
Monday or
preference.
Thursday? I mean,
Thursday's
we're
fine.
Tuesday is going to definitely be our day, our lister
So
day.
then it sounds like Tuesday and Thursday, because you can commit to Thursday and Tuesday, right? You don't want Monday and Wednesday we're shut. So it sounds like Tuesday, Thursday.
Yep, Tuesday and Thursday. But I'm going to leave for summer. I'm going to leave my Thursday optional for me. And so your Tuesday will be optional for you. So that will be our work days. We'll commit to it. But
Wait, what? My, no.
we need coverage. We need coverage for our hours, right? We need coverage. So we know that I'm going to be there Tuesday. I'm going to be on time and I'm going to cover the hours that listers are supposed to be open.
Which is 10 to 2, right?
Right.
Is that okay?
Yep. And so I'm asking you for the day, for whatever day, Monday or Thursday, you want to be obligated to keep the office open. Sometimes I'll be there, sometimes I want. Do you're understanding this? I'm saying
Sort
one
of.
day you're
We
obligated,
just
one
decided.
day I'm obligated, but we can work whatever days we want. But that one day isn't your obligation, your obliged day to keep the office open. Now, something may happen, and next week you may have to go somewhere on Thursday. So you say, can you cover for me on Thursday? Or something may happen. I may have a doctor's appointment or have to do something Tuesday. And I can say to you, can you cover for me Tuesday? Or we can always ask John
Yeah,
too.
and actually Thursdays I'd still be here, so
Right.
I could plug, you know,
Yep.
there'd be two of us here to potentially to help if there was a trick, a harder question or a bigger
Okay.
topic.
So, okay. So actually, that simplifies things, actually, because then we can have all be obligated for Tuesday, and we can you our work days can be Tuesday and Wednesday, and because Wednesday we're shut down, and then we can get a lot of work done, and then the other days are flexible.
Like it, so it stays the same. It's not changing at all.
No, because we're gonna advertise Thursdays as being open.
Yeah,
And
Tuesday through
Tuesdays
Thursday.
and Wednesdays were closed.
Right. So Wednesdays, you could be here working, but the office is officially closed.
Yeah.
All functions are
Okay. I
closed.
see. So I could, I mean, you'll be here anyways, but you're doing treasure stuff on Thursday. So I could obligate, I mean, I'm not sure what you're saying, but I like to work 2 days in a row. So I don't, I mean, there's already so many days between the Thursday and the next Tuesday that, you know, I come in and I'm like, okay, I make notes to
Right,
myself
yeah.
where I'm at so that I can pick up where I left
Well,
off.
your work days will be Tuesday
Eight.
and
And Wednesday.
Wednesday,
And then Thursday,
and
optionally, if you're not
yeah.
going to be in. And if I can't do it, John's here
Right.
anyway. So do we want to just do
Yep.
that? Okay.
Right. So then I'm going to make Wednesday my treasurer day, and then Thursday I would have to respond to some level of lister issues
Yeah. It,
if nobody else is here.
right.
Or if you can't, like if something
Right.
happens, you
Right.
can't be here, then I can be here or
Right.
whatever. I mean, I'm close enough, or both of us are
Yeah.
close enough that. Okay.
Okay,
So.
so all that we just said, I make a motion that we pass that summer hours.
Okay. So summer hours, I'll summarize it. So summer hours would be Tuesdays and Thursdays, 10 to 2. And we will strive to have two people here on any of those given days between the three of
Yes.
us. So if you want to make a motion for that, Mary.
That's the motion. You can make a motion and I'll second it.
Okay, I make the motion that Tuesdays and Thursdays, 10 to 2, and we will have 2D coverage. Strive to have 2D coverage.
Okay, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 So that gives us time to put that in the town meeting report too.
Yes,
So what?
I thought the town meeting report was all finished.
No, we still have time to for that.
Oh, okay. Oh, so well,
So
if the town meeting book isn't completed, Susan, then I would like you to send me the spreadsheet of the property transfers because I want to reformat them.
well, I did send that
No,
last week.
I need the spreadsheet. I can't have, you can't,
Okay, email it to you.
yeah, you have to email the actual spreadsheet because I can't, the other one comes through as a PDF, so.
And then,
Okay.
oh, going back to summer hours, when does summer hours, what's the date they start?
What'd you say, April? You're done?
May 1, just to
May 1st?
May
Yep.
1st. No, nobody will be up much until then. 5:1 to 10:31, 11 or 11:30.
Okay, and if I have time, I'll redo the lister letter for the town meeting book, and I'll put our hours in, summer hours.
So
Oh
the
no, I
summer.
think you know what? I didn't. I'll post them officially because I put in the lister report that lister hours are seasonal to cover all year. You know, they change seasonally, but so check.
But I
I
think
put
it's important if people, all the taxpayers are going to get that report, and that's something for them to refer back to. So they aren't calling, asking us stuff. I mean, they just can look in there. They can tell when the dump's open. They know when
No.
we're open. And I think that something a little more concise than seasonal is better than, I think something ought to be printed, just like what we just agreed on.
Okay. Do you agree with that, John?
Yeah, I think yeah. Then they can hang their hat on it.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm good with that.
and by appointment only. We've
Still
got
have
that.
that.
Okay, so we're going to say that.
Yeah, I think we
But
should.
the time, I think, since the taxes are due, what, October
20th.
14th, 20th, that there's probably enough time to make it the end of October, not
Not
November.
November. Okay.
Because nobody's around in November.
True.
I mean, the
Yep.
stragglers are here till the end if it's good weather, past. But Columbus Day is usually when things shut down around here.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. Keep it open through the tax season as to summer and available so people can come in and ask us Complain about their
questions.
taxes.
Yeah. Okay. So what was, are we good with the
And so
lister
what's on
hours,
the
online and printed in the book? Okay. Your town report. Okay. And you want me to email you the spreadsheet? That's not really a thing.
So, what's next on the agenda?
The reassessment update. The NEMRIC quote came in, or yes,
Yep.
sealed bid.
And yep. So, I got a message from the guy, not Ed, the guy from Vermont Listers, and he's going to come to the select board meeting
Oh,
when
he
they open the
is.
bids. I told him I'm waiting for. I need to confirm this today with Elaine that is on the agenda. It should be on the agenda because they canceled it for this Monday meeting. And so I was going to confirm to him that they indeed were going to open the bids. So he decided to come to the meeting. That's fine. That's an open meeting. He can.
That's the
And he
independent
can answer any
person.
questions that they have. Huh?
Right.
That's the independent guy. I don't remember what his
Yeah.
name, what was it? I don't know.
Vermont
Vermont
assessment or something.
assess a Vermont Assessors Association. And his name is his name is Ted Nelson. So that's the update. They're going to open the bids. And you know what? We're speaking of that though, John. After I gave my spiel in a, you know, like when you and who were, oh, Bill were there.
Bill, yeah.
I thought about it and I thought, well, the Vermont assessors are going to start, they would start next year, but the NMRC would start in 2030. And I thought, well, yeah, that's not really that long. You know, that's not, it's
Well, it's
really
4
only a,
years away.
Right.
they said they
Yeah.
were going to start this
I
summer.
thought they were going to start this summer.
Yeah,
Well,
2026.
yeah,
Yeah.
the thing I wanted to ask, are we comfortable with that given the DeZugis versus the town of Westmore litigation?
And we haven't really budgeted, how they haven't budgeted for that in this year. I mean, maybe we don't have to
Yeah,
pay them till
we are
May,
covered in
but
the budget because we
oh,
prepared years ago for that. So, right, we have that and the reserve funds.
yeah. Yeah.
And once we finish, we need to realize that we're
Start
going to
building that
have to
again. Yeah.
assess every 6 years. But
Yeah.
in the meantime, my worry was that our CLA is so bad and it's only getting worse that it affects our tax rate terribly. So the sooner maybe the better. But I'm thinking the I know it's going to be a lot more work in the on the listers
Yeah, it's going to be
to do
what you
Vermont
said? A
assessors.
lot
It's
more
going to
work.
really weigh a lot on me. We're going to and you, Susan, you're you know they're going to do the assessment, but we're pretty much you know and we still have to do our regular jobs. We still have to do keep the grand list up. We still
Well,
have to do our regular
what are
jobs.
they go what do you mean? You didn't finish your sentence
We
about
have
what
to
they're.
schedule all the appointments for them.
Oh,
Yeah.
yeah.
So
I'm
for
just.
NMRC too. No, not NMRC. NMRC comes in and they just do it themselves. They take it all over it. But they have the NMRC has a system. They have, you know, the our system. And so they can, because they control the system, the programs that we use, they have no, more access and more control over the process.
Yeah, and more like visibility on day one as to what our records show.
Yep, exactly. And okay, so for the Vermont listers, we would have to print out, send them a you know a print out all the assessments. You know, we would have to give them all the assessments. We don't have to do that with NMRC. They have access to them.
So it sounds like you're saying that NMRC hiring NMRC would be less work for us
For
in the long
us.
run.
Yeah, for us.
Well, I
But
mean,
there is that tax, you know.
well, what? Well, what are you saying about the
Well, if our
tax?
CLA in the next couple of years is brought up to more than near 100%, it won't affect our tax rate so much.
See, I'm
So,
not sure.
so So you're saying that if Nimric holds off to 2030, then it may be better for us on the tax rate. That's your opinion?
No, just
No,
the
the other
opposite.
way. If we do it now. But is that true? Because all they do is they lift every town up to 100%, right? So if we're at 100%, do we pay a different tax rate than us them just bringing us up to the
Yes,
100%?
because the CLA figures into that. So remember last year our tax rate would have been almost a dollar less if our CLA rate wasn't
Right, but
so low.
they're trying to bring us.
They're trying to do everything, but they don't do it.
Right, but they're trying to get all the towns to 100%. So if you're at 100%, in theory, you'd already be paying more, wouldn't you?
No.
To the state? Because the municipal piece, it doesn't change it. So it's really the
Right.
state piece we're talking
It
about.
changes the state piece.
Right.
But yeah, no, the CLA is a part of the computation, though.
Right.
I know what you're saying. And if I could tell you how the CLA figured into that, then you would understand more, but I can't. So I will work at that.
Okay. Yeah, no, because that would
So
be,
I'll look up the competition. Yeah, and
yeah.
because we know like everybody's tax rate went up about 12%. The towns that had the lower CLA rate, they went up more than 12%. The towns that had the tax rate equal
Or the
closer to
ceiling, right?
100, they only went up 12%. And that's my total concern, is how it's affecting the tax rate.
Okay.
And I will have a prompt explanation for you.
Okay, no, that would be good to understand because
Yeah.
that's a big concern. That's something people need to understand if it's going to
Right.
do that. Yes.
Yep.
Because our you know, it's gone from a 90 something to 80% something to 70% something to 60% something. We're dropping 10
Yep.
points every
Yeah.
year.
Yep. Yep. And did I just give you, they just came out with a sales study.
Oh, they did.
Yeah, and I haven't looked at it yet. So
They
I
care
was
a
so tied
lot.
up with these classes, and I've been trying to catch up ever since, and I.
Oh, so they just came out for.
Yep.
Okay, well, that'd
Yep.
be interesting.
They just came out with the what? I'm trying to make notes here about
The
something
CLA.
I don't understand.
The sales
The
study
common level of appraisal,
for the next CLA.
which comes from the sales study, which you
Right.
do. So you
Right.
are, Susan, you are the one that does that. I know you
No,
can't.
I don't do
It's
it. I don't even know what it
the
is.
hardest thing to understand, isn't it, John?
Yeah, it is because
Until
the state doesn't make it easy. Yeah.
you can wrap. It took me years and actually it was John that finally like explained it to me, because he made a spreadsheet that figured out what that was. And it made in it and when I took the class, I took the class and it was so understandable to me. Well, I couldn't explain it to anybody else, though. So anyway,
You could or couldn't explain it.
I couldn't explain it to anybody else. But I do finally know how it affects
The
the
tax.
tax rate.
Yeah, I'd like to hear when you have that. I'd like to, for my own edification, for my own education.
Yeah,
That'd be good.
yep.
Well.
Yeah. And so actually at this point, I'm totally glad that the select board is the one that is going to have to make that decision and not us, because I can't, I'm tossed. Do you know what I mean? I really personally want Nemrick to do it, because I don't want to have that extra workload. We can do the extra workload. We'll get extra hours, and like we just don't want them. But
Well, it's a lot more on top of what else is going on,
on top, right.
you know?
That's what,
Yeah.
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 And the
Yeah.
other.
I mean, those houses that they're assessing, some of them I'm still going to have to assess, because they won't be done the year they're working on it. I'll have to assess properties, and I usually assess 30 to 50 of properties a year. So I'll have to assess those 30 to 50 properties for the current year. The next year I won't.
Yeah. Well, and
So
the other thing is, I was thinking, oh yeah, if we're thinking we're going to get a new assessor, it'd be good to have them go through
a re
a
yes, it would.
reassessment. It'd be a huge
Absolutely.
education.
And it's almost imperative because they'll understand what happened, they'll understand how the assessors did it, and they'll understand the complete assessing process, and it will to go through a townwide reappraisal is really a learning
Yeah, I
experience.
bet it is. So that if this year's too soon, having NMRC come in and doing it later might be beneficial. It's a tough,
And
it's
plus,
a
yeah, I mean, if you're
it's a
looking to hire this new person as part of an assessor, right? Then,
Yep.
like, he's going to have a whole lot of stuff dumped on him that's not normally part of the lister job as, I don't know how to
No,
explain it.
it is part of the lister job now. It's part of the lister
Well, it
job to
would
do,
be, but it
you know.
has, well, as far as I understand it, it would be a lot more complicated for a person to just walk into it. And like, it seems like there'd be a lot more work and responsibility than would normally be just replacing a select, I mean, a lister.
Yep.
I don't,
No,
I
but
might be, you
not
know what I
now.
mean?
Not anymore, because any new lister coming in has to take, you know, this 40 hours of classes a week and be you know, be certified. And so if we don't have a certified lister at some point, they're going to say, well, you have to hire an assessor anyway. So we need certification, which is what I was
I
trying
see.
to
I
do,
see.
but I can't do. No, I can be certified. I've got all the qualifications to be certified for level one. I was going for my level two, so which I still think I can get, but
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know if I
Well,
want to. But anyway.
okay. All right. So I think, is anything else on reassessment?
No, I think that's good. We're tossed, right? Like I said,
Yeah.
so we're in a nice position for a change with the select board where they have to make the decision. And we don't have to make the decision, we just got to live with it. I'm thinking the select board will really listen to us. And I was talking to David about it, and David was there. He was like, "No, we can talk about this when we open the bids." And just like you and Bill did, and I'm like, "No, it's you got to think about." But David seemed to totally understand that too. That, you know. This is a hard decision. So we'll see what
Yeah.
happens.
Will you have that answer to the tax question for Monday night then, if they're opening the bids?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that's imperative to have that
Yeah.
question.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Time,
It's time
executive
for
session.
executive session. So I make a motion that we go into executive session to talk about, what does it say there? On your
The
agenda.
pending legislation of DeZugis versus the town of Westmore.
All in favor or second? Somebody second it?
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, I'm going to stop the recording and go into executive session at 11:40.
Well, actually, I think you can keep just mute. Close the waiting room and we can continue because then we're
No, we don't
still.
record the executive session, do we?
No.
I don't think so.
So I have to stop recording and then.
I think
But
I
we're
don't
still on it.
know.
Yeah.
Okay, let me see. Oh, I don't have anybody in the waiting room anyway, so.
Yeah, it's if someone comes in though.
Great. So I'm going to stop the recording.